Oh, the man that holds the Triple M NRL family together, the glue. It is 4 days until Christmas for this man, Brent Reed. Reedy, November 1 deadline creeping up slowly.
Mad Monday, baby, Mad Monday. It's about to arrive. It is going to be frantic. I expect frantic. In fact, the next 4 days will be frantic as clubs try and lock blokes down before all hell breaks loose on Monday.
Before the NRL Journo's Mad Monday, what can you tell us? Where are we starting today?
We might as well start with the Premiers. And obviously, Billy Armey Kickout, you know, we've spoken about him during the year, that he's one of those big guys, the November 1 bloke entering the last year of his deal. Look, I think Penrith will try to get a deal done before November 1. It's not going to happen. He will go to market. And I think the North Queensland Cowboys are the club that's really taking a good hard look at Billy Armey Kickau. He obviously was up there at one point during his career, knows the club. I believe his partner's from up there as well. And for me, I think the Cowboys are in the box seat to land Billy Armey from Monday, because they're desperate for an edge back rower. It's probably the position they really lack. And it'll depend on money. It'll depend on how much money Billy Armey wants. I think they'll go to a certain price level, and I don't think they'll go beyond it, but it's going to be a healthy offer. So the Cowboys, I believe, they're the team to look out for with Billy Armey Kickout.
Well, not the news that I or other Panther fans would wanted to hear. I thought you were going to come on and say Billy Armey Kickout was close to settling a contract with the Mountain Men, the Premiers. But look, I didn't see that one coming. I thought, you know, he said in the lead-up that he doesn't want to go anywhere. He said post-grand final that he couldn't see himself playing against Penrith. But now they've had a good month to reflect, I suppose, Rudy, that they, what's the old saying about money talks?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, you got a bloke who's going to get some really big offers, and we've spoken about it before. Penrith's salary cap's pretty tight. They've got to keep up at Coruscant. They've got to keep Dylan Edwards. I know they, you know, and obviously Arpy's going to look around next week as well. That's become pretty clear because he's already been offered to clubs around the NRL up at Coruscant. So there's no doubt he's going to look around next week. So they may have to make a choice between Kickau and Coruscant. That's what it may come down to. I think Dylan Edwards will stay. I don't think he's got any information to leave. He's obviously quite close to a lot of guys at that footy club. And, you know, I don't think there's any appetite for him to go. But certainly Coruscant and Kickau, I think, look, they're going to struggle to keep them both. So it might come down. They're going to have to make a decision as to which one it is potentially.
Geez, that becomes a very expensive second row at the Cowboys if Billy Kickau joins Jason Taumalolo up there. Let's head up the M1, Reedy, to Newcastle. Mitchell Pearce, destined for the Super League?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to happen quickly because, you know, Newcastle's obviously in a position where they want to find a replacement for him. And they're also talking transfer fee for Mitchell Pearce. Now, I spoke to Catalans last night. I spoke to Alex Chan, who's their general manager of footy over there, the former Storm player. And I got the sense that they didn't want to pay transfer fee if it came to that. So I'm not sure this will happen quickly. I think it's going to drag on a little bit. But it's pretty clear Pearce wants to go. And I think the Knights can find someone who can fill that void for them. And I don't think it'll be. I don't think the idea of moving Kalen to six and playing Clifford at seven at the moment, I don't think that's their preference. I think they prefer to find a half in the market somewhere. So, you know, they're going to have a look around and see who's out there and see whether they can find a replacement. And then, you know, the transfer fee is going to become an issue. So I don't think it's going to be a quick one, this one.
Well, two names have popped up today, Rudy. One is young Drinkwater from the Cowboys. The other is Corey Norman.
Norman, that's not happening. That won't be happening, okay. Corey Norman, yeah. Drinkwater, I think the Drinkwater one's logical, and I'll say for this reason. Clint Zammit's now the recruitment officer at Newcastle. He used to do the same job at the Cowboys. He knows Scott Drinkwater really well. And obviously they've got Chad and Tommy Dearden up there. So it makes sense, that one. But I'm not sure it's actually gone down a path yet. And I don't think the Cowboys would want to let Scott Drinkwater go because he was pretty good for them last year. Yeah. So, you know, I understand. I can see why that his name's been raised. I just can't see the Cowboys at this point letting him go.
Is there anything in Andrew Johns' contract about being able to pull on the jumper and play seven if need be if they can't find someone?
Well, whoever turns up there and plays seven, they're in pretty good hands, aren't they? As I said, I think Pearce will go because I think he's checked out the building. He wants to leave. I think it's pretty clear, but it's just a matter of resolving it and Newcastle trying to find a replacement for it.
All right, and finally, let's talk about Cody Walker. We know that the form that this guy was in, particularly in the back half of the season, was outstanding. Now his mentor and the guy that he loved playing for so much, Wayne Bennett, has signed on to become the Dolphins coach when they come in the comp, and the Rabbitohs need to get a deal done to hold on to Cody.
Yeah, look, they've been trying hard. If something happens, I'd expect it'll happen over the weekend. Otherwise, Cody will he'll go to November 1. I don't think in the next couple of days we can expect anything, but certainly they're working hard and getting something done. Look, Cody's not going to go anywhere. I think we all expect that he'll extend there. But yeah, I'd expect potentially something over the weekend with Cody Walker and a new deal there, extension there at South. And you know, he deserves it. I mean, he has been outstanding this year, and obviously with Adam Reynolds going, he's sort of, we talk about the glue. He is the glue at South now, Cody.
Yeah, now that Reynolds is gone, you're right. They can't afford to leave both their halves in one foul swoop. So yeah, I think Cody will stay. I hope he stays because he's playing great footy at the Rabbitohs, and Demetrio needs him.
Yeah, the Brent Reed of South Sydney, perhaps. That's what he sounds like he is. So
well, how did you end up after your NRL 360 lunch?
I had another lunch yesterday. Would you believe it, Grappa?
Well, who was this one for?
This was, well, boys, you might be interested in this. We're trying to get a Rugby League Media Association going.
Because
you blokes will obviously be foundation members.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'm just planting the seed with you. So we had our inaugural meeting yesterday, just to have a united voice, the media.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think they call that the rush hour with MJ. Liam is the united voice of the media, but that's it. Chair and co-chair.
Let's have our next meeting on the Gold Coast and we'll all come.
Oh, there's a grand plan too. How good.
Reedy, rest up this weekend. Work the phones hard, rest up, because Monday it might become the rush hour with Brent Reed. There might be no need for MG and I to turn up on Monday. Yeah,
it's all yours on Monday, brother. We're having a day off. It's all yours.
It'd be exciting if what's the first domino fall, don't you think? Surely it won't be Monday.
Give us a prediction what the first one will be. Give us a prediction.
I reckon maybe a Murata near Corey or something like that. Lot of clubs after him. I think one of those power blokes. I reckon they got a fight in the hands of Parramatta. It's going to get messy next week for them.
Going to be messy at the Eels. Brent Reed, outstanding work. Huge day coming up on Monday. We can't wait to speak to you then.
Cheers,
Reedy.